Taisa's Hecha, and we're up to a lot, line and a half above that, just Itzrach. Two lines above that, sorry. Two lines above that, Itzrach. So the Gemara brought two sources for Kedushin Kesef. One source for Kedushin Kesef was Ki Yikach, Kicha Kicha. We learned it out, Kicha Kicha is the Efren, that just like by the Efren you bought with money, so also a woman can be acquired through money. And the second source was V'yatzachinam ein kesef lot zeh, v'yesh kesef lot nachar. So now we want to know why we need two sources. So it's interesting. The Gemara does not assume that the two sources are arguing. Because Pashtas, you could have said, one Tana learns it from here, one Tana learns it from here. The Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara assumes that you need both. Each one adds to the other one. So the Itzruch Lemichtav, the Yatzachinam, the Itzruch Lemichtav, Ki Yikachish. Dr. Gemara, I need both. I need the Yatzachinam, and I need Yikachish. Why? Because the Yikach, the Rechmoni, Ki Yikach, and the Torah only written, Ki Yikach, have I mean the Kedushin, the Yav, the Baal, the Tohav. I wouldn't know that the father gets the Kedushin. I would learn out, Kicha Kicha, that just like one buys a field with money, one can acquire a woman with money, but the woman gets their own money. Even a Ktana or a Nara, maybe the Ktana would be not so schwer, but a Nara for sure would get her own money. Kasev Echmana B'yatzachinam, that we say, Ein Kesev Ladin Zeh, that we yesh Kesev Ladin Nachar. So we had a drasha that the father gets the money. B'kasev Echmana B'yatzachinam, Hava mina hecha the yava ili di day b'kidashtoi havi kedushin. Now the machlokes we're trying to learn this. Rashi learned that the hava mina would be that he could marry her and she can marry him, which means she can say to him hiskadesh li. How do I know that the husband has to acquire his wife? Maybe sometimes the husband acquires his wife and sometimes a wife acquires a husband. The Yatzachinam Ein Kesef just says, there's money, but you see a zoo. If she, right, but doesn't say that it has to be done by the husband, if a Kesef money ki yikach, he has to take her, but like he sikach, and not that she takes him. That's how Rashi learns. Taisus is very bothered by this. Taisus says there's no havamina that we would say that he can marry her, she can marry him. But Taisus says, the Navkamina would be if she says the Lashon of Kedusha Harini Mekudesh Eslach, which is going to be a Gemara later on, Nasan Huv Amrihi, if he gave the money and she said Harini Mekudesh Eslach, right? Does that work? The Gemara there doesn't come out Lamaskana. But Taisus learns with the rice it's no good from the word Kiyikach. And therefore Kiyikach is telling me he has to do the whole Mitzvah of Kedusha. Rashi learns that the Havamina would be if she can give him money. Right, and that's how she leaves her father's rishus. She gives him money. It could be one of two ways. And Baruch Hashem. I didn't put the davim on, but it's based on the base to Hayim and Aleph. Right, so that would be the havamina. That's what I have to say. Ki yikach Rashi. Look, Rashi. The Itzruch Lemichta B'yatzachinu Lemelef Minek the Yalef Hill, like we learned that earlier, she has Kesel Bad Nacha, Hech the Yav Ili Dide, Kesel Viki Dashtoi, the Armele, his Kaddish Li. There would be a Havamina that a man can marry a woman or a woman can marry a man. The Kiddush of Kiyikach is no. A man acquires a woman never acquires a man. Zabti Gemar Vaiter, Ubala. The Pirate learns out, remember, the Mishnah said, right? Kesef, Shtar, Bia. So Kesef, we found out the source. The two sources. Yatzachinam Ein Kesef and Ki Yikach, and we need both of them. Now, the Gemara skips Shtar and goes straight to Bia. Right? I don't know why. I don't know why the Gemara, in the order of bringing Makiris, goes to Bia before it goes to Shtar. I'm sure somebody must say something, but I didn't see anybody talk about it. There's no Raya, no Yerid, no Ein Raya. But the Gemara goes to Bia and then comes back to Shtar. I don't know why. Frek the Gemara Bala.
Was anyone asked why Bia is not first? Is what we have with the Gemara. So that everything leads to Bia. I mean, even the Kesef.
I mean, why did the Mishnah meant beer first?
Right.
I don't know. Again, but we're going in the order of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Kesef Shtar Bia. So L'chaira, the Gemara should talk about Shtar second, then Bia. I don't know why. There must be a reason. I'm sure somebody must say something. I just don't know what it is. Zog the Gemara, Bala, Malama, Sheniknas, V'Bia. But they didn't know. Why do I need a pasuk? So we learn it like this. Yikach Ish Isha U'Bala. It means we're saying Yikach Ish Isha is Kesef or U'Bala. Or he acquired her through Bia. We're learning Ubala, right, that he acquired her through Bia. Yikach said he can acquire her through Kesef. And Bala says he acquired her through Bia because it's not talking about Magzik Rushasai, right? So he divorces her. What difference does it make Ubala? Teretz is, the Torah is telling me that a man can acquire a woman through Ubala. Question is, Fekti Gemara, but I didn't know. Why do I need a pasuk? The Chayre, it's a Kal V'Chaymer. And if it's a Kavachaymer, we don't need a pasuk. Now, yesterday we learned that Milsa the Asim a Kavachaymer turned because of Lakra. That sometimes we can learn something out from a Kavachaymer and the pasuk would write it anyway. But we also learned that that's something we only use when there's nothing else. So the Gemara wants to know, is this an extra pasuk? Should we look for another drasha? Or is this the source of Bia and we wouldn't learn it out from a Kavachaymer? Again, we always have that answer. All right, everybody should please mute themselves. Can everybody please mute themselves? I should press R6?
Yeah.
But then they can't ask anything.
They have to press
R6. Okay, whoever has muted himself. So, the Gemara knows they can always answer, but we want to know, is there a better answer? Because the Gemara said earlier, whenever we have a better answer, we want to use a better answer.
We already said what the
Kavachaymer
is?
No, we haven't said it yet. We're going to learn right now. Trek the Gemara,
the
Dino.
Well, what did we say that the Pasuk itself is referring to what?
Kedusha Bia.
No, can you come Isha is one that
yes,
can
follow?
Ubala means, or he can acquire her through Bia.
What's the topic?
Marriage.
No. I'm sorry, Bar. What?
Marriage. Again, the Torah is saying you marry a woman and then you divorce her and she marries somebody else, you can't take her back. That's what the pasuk is saying.
I thought there was
dover
there.
Again, because
she did something wrong.
Again, that's after the marriage. There's two parts to the pasuk.
Right.
You marry her, then you don't like her, kimas of Arabis never. The shulchan mi beis of a hocha
v'aytz
el ish achar.
Right. Then it says,
the second husband hurts the next pasuk. You know, there's another pasuk. Right. The husband hates her, or kiyamas ish achrein. La yuchu baila rishin ash shulcha, loshav l'kach, t'liyas
le'isha. Okay. The bottom line is, the first part is just talking about regular marriage.
The first part of the pasuk says a person marries a woman.
Two ways.
That's what the pasuk is saying, correct.
Yeah, but would it then apply of the matzah grusha? So if she doesn't do bia?
Pashtas, yes. There's a machloikas if the second husband only did erison, is there an isra matzah grusha side? I don't think the machloikas is by the first husband. Only by the second husband.
He never consummated.
Who cares? He married her. She's an ex-fish.
Can't return her.
I don't think so.
This is the core of where Bia helps.
That's what the Gemara says.
That's the core that aren't here at all.
Again.
What I'm trying to say is that. If this is all going to tell you everything,
it's going to tell you some of the things. Ubala malama sheniknas would be affecting marvelly dinu. Ma yivama sheniknas bekesef. Ma dechi yivama. You can't do yibum deraisa with money. There is a drabbanon of mimer, but deraisa, there's no way to be kinda yivama with bia. Still niknas with bia. I'm sorry, with kesef. Niknas with bia. So, Zu Sheniknas Bekesef, Eda Din Sheniknas Bebiya, Machloik, a Kavachaymer. that you have to do bia, and kesef doesn't work, but bia works. So a woman that you can do kesef for sure should have bia. Zok to Gemara, Amar Ria Tachiyach. Again, the Gemara is approaching it. Amar Ria will show you not that way. Amar Ria should nicknas be kesef, and nicknas be bia. And Amar Ria can be acquired with money and not with bia. So we see that it doesn't automatically mean that if you do kesef, you can do bia. Amar Ria doesn't work that way. Zok to Gemara, Ma lo Amar Ria shekein yana l'shem ishus. Taim ebezu l'shem yana l'shem ishus. Amavriya is for shivcha, for a maidservant. Yavama is for a wife. In getting a wife, we see that kesef doesn't work by Yavama and Bia works. So getting his own wife should be the same. She should, Bia should work.
That's the logic.
I told you, we'd like to come back with facts, and not we come back with logic.
So is this the attack on logic?
Yes. Talmud Leimer Obala. That's why I need a pasuk. Frank the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. You started off with a Kal V'Chaymer. You didn't slug up the Kal V'Chaymer. You tried, you didn't. So at the end of the day, there is a Kal V'Chaymer. So why do I need the pasuk? Lamed Likra. Hashilo, you learned it out with a Kal V'Chaymer. Amar Avashi, Shemikah L'Meimer Mikara Dedina Parcham. Because the Kal V'Chaymer has a mistake in the beginning. Because Yibum and marriage is two different things. Yibum is assuming somebody else's marriage. It's not your own marriage. And Kiddushin is your own marriage. And therefore, Ma'alav Yivama Shekein Skuka Vaymedas. By Yivama, all you need to do is to be Geiber. You don't need to start a Kinyan. Meaning, the brother already had a Kinyan. And the Torah said that if the brother dies without children, she's skuka v'emedas. Right. So that already makes, I'm not getting involved in the drabon and tikazika, but it makes a bond. It creates a shaychus. So now the Torah said, you finish it off by bia. It's like nesuin. Masha'en came by kedushin, you're starting from zero. So if you're starting from zero, who says bia can work? Maybe you need kesef. And then bia for nesuin, but you can't have kesef for bia for the kedushin. That's why I need the pasuk of bayalot. Taimer bezuch ain't skukim emedes. Talmud leimer obala. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, we have a kedushin. The kibun dashmin the kesef of anishus. This is I didn't learn this Rashi before. Mali kesef the day, mali kesef the dub. I would think she can give him money. Loki other tani kozim nakwinti behedja. Yigach ish like a sigach ish alish. She can't any kiyana lishum ishus. The bia is to finish an existing kinyan. Our kinyan to me, karalai. Meaning, we see from Yavama that if you have a half a kinyan, bia can finish it. But you don't see from Yavama that if you have nothing, the bia can start it. That's why I need a bala to tell me you can do kedusha bia. Yes.
Maybe we should learn we need both by zero.
You
should need both
via
and.
I lost you.
Maybe
it's possible
to tell me we need both.
Okay, so that's tomorrow later on. On Daf Testament Beis, I believe it is. Meaning, how do I know Ubala means Ibala? Maybe means Ubala. So tomorrow, Daf Testament Beis.
So if this is true that the Zika is there, what is it? No, I mean. So maybe, why shouldn't Kesef work?
The Torah is Mamayat Kesef by Yibum.
But again, it's anything should work.
Again, the Torah writes a Miyat by Yavama that Kesef doesn't work. You're right. Svara, maybe you're right. But the Torah wrote not that way.
It's easier by whatever. It's easier by
Yibum than it is by marriage.
Yeah, and marriage you may need
kesef. Always you can't do bia. I think for marriage bia is not kedushin.
Kesef. Did he ask kesef and bia?
That's a new kashi. Yes.
Maybe you need kesef then by only kesef.
That's what the Torah says about.
But we have a whole thing that B is the ignorant.
Again, marriage, people live together. Yes. It has nothing to do with kinyanim.
We said everything is a pre... is
that doesn't mean that B is the kinyan. What said over there in the Beizim and Beiz was that since there's three ways and everything leads to, once we know B is a kinyan, right, and Katzav Ishtar is a kinyan, B is the thing that it leads to, so the Mishnah will use a word that refers to B. That's right. What we're talking. Okay, that's after we know B is a kinyan.
But what is it trying to tell us?
Trying to tell us that B is the ignorant. No, it's not telling. I don't know what that means. That doesn't mean it's a kinyan. The Gemara is operating, you know it's a kinyan already. The Gemara there is after the Mishnah said it. So how do I know star? We're going to try to learn it out with a Kavu Chaymer, like we always do. Try a Kavu Chaymer. At the end of the day, it's not a kavuchim, but we'll try. Ma kesef shei moitzi machnes. Ma the kesef. You can't divorce a woman with money. Still, the Torah says you can marry a woman with money. So star shei moitzi ain't a din shei machnes. Star is more powerful than kesef. One can divorce their wife with star. So if a star can work to divorce and kesef can't, that means star is more powerful. If it's more powerful, it should work for Kedushin also. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Looking at facts, not logic. This is a Havamim. Zok the Gemara, Ma'ala Ketesh, Kebayim, Bayim, Ketesh, Hagdish, Ma'ashir, Shady. Time of Ishtar, Shayim, Bayim, Ketesh, Hagdish, Ma'ashir, Shady. The Sif Ketesh, 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 I'll speak it out, I'll explain it again. Ketesh, you can redeem Ma'ashir, Shady, or Hagdish. Somebody's Magdish, a table, and he wants to redeem it, he redeems it with kesef or shava kesef. He has maitre sheni that he has to take to Yushalayim, and he doesn't want to schlep to Yushalayim, he can redeem it with kesef and shava kesef. We have psukim that say that he cannot use a star. He cannot write a star to Hegdish saying, I owe Hegdish this amount of money and redeem it that way. It doesn't work. There's no star that can redeem Hegdish. In fact, even if somebody has somebody else's star, Reuven owes Shimon $100, Shimon cannot take the star and say to Hegdish, here is this, to redeem Hegdish or Ma'aser Sheni. We learn it out from Sukkim. It says, V'nasen ha-kesef, v'kam lai. It's a cloud, prato cloud. We're not going to get involved in the detail. By the way, this pasuk doesn't exist. The Gemara quotes it throughout Shas all the time. V'nasen ha-kesef, v'kam lai. There is no such pasuk. So Taisa speaks out in a number of places that the Gemara took parts of a pasuk and like just used those words, but it's not. There's no pasuk that says "Unas Nakas V'Kamlay." But anyway, the Gemara uses it, and the Gemara learns out from there that you can't be paid the Hegdish and Ma'aser Sheni with a star, but you can with Kesef. That means you see that Kesef is more powerful than star. You wanted to prove star is more powerful than Kesef because star can do greater shit and Kesef can't. I can prove to you that Kesef is more powerful than Shtar.
What's the Shtar by Kedushin say?
Harei at Mukadashisli.
Okay, good. That's it. Fine. Okay, now, that means the lady is saying that
I'll... She said nothing.
No, I'm saying she's agreeable. I'm sorry, I don't know who do I know. Agreeable, right? Okay. She's agreeable to a Shtar, right?
Yes.
So what was it, Hektish? Hektish, this thing belongs to you, all these things. I want to be proud of it. Now, and I'm going to say to you, what would the star say? I owe you the money for it?
Rashi says the star would say, I owe the money, I will pay the money later.
I owe you. That's an IOU.
Yes.
Now, by the condition, I don't say that. Maybe he's up. Give you a star. That's what it says. I thought Rebbe said this. The star says, I'm marrying you. That's it. She's giving up her life for a star.
Again, I hear your question. It's a very good question. But let's go back. We want to learn out the star can be Megarish, the star can be Mekadosh. Star that's Megarish says, I am divorcing you. How does that tell you the star can be Mekadosh that says something else? Hold a second. We're learning out, we're making a Kal V'chomer. Madr star can do Gerish, and for sure star should be able to do Kedushin. Teretz is, the power of star, nothing to do with what the star says. The power of star, the fact that we see that the Torah said, star is very powerful. It can get a woman divorced and Kesef can't. That means star has more power than Kesef. So Madach, star works for Gerushin, for sure it should work for Kedushin. Now it's not going to say the same thing. Not going to be the same star, but it's going to be the power of star. There's a power invested in star. We see that from Gerushin. And we want to use that, please let me finish. We want to use that a star is invested in can do Kedushin also. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So, Zakta Gemara, I will show you that star doesn't have so much power. Every star is going to say something else. Because every star is different. All we wanted to prove is the star is very powerful. It's very powerful in Gerushin. It's for sure very powerful for Kedushin, even though it's a different kind of star. But the power of star, I'll show you that the star is not so powerful.
Why is Gerushin harder than Kedushin?
Again, nothing to do with harder. Does Kesef work for Gerushin? No. The star works for Gerushin?
Yes.
That means that star works for Kesef can't. So, Kedushin, does Kesef work?
Yes.
So for sure star should work. You see, star does what Kesef can't do. So for sure it should do what Kesef can do. Zog to Gemara, let's read it inside. Malu Kesef. How do I know that? And it says it has to be Kesef, not star. And for the Gemara, Amar Kro V'yatza V'hoitza. Pasuk says, V'yatza Mibetzai V'hoitza L'shachar. The Torah puts Yatza next to V'hoitza. That's called a Hekish. Tell me. Makish Havaya Liyatia. The Torah is comparing marriage to divorce. Mayatia Mishtar, Avavaya Nami Mishtar. It's a Hekish, and in a Hekish, you can't ask any questions. Ein Mashivan ala Hekish. It's not logic, but the Torah gave us ways to darshan. Some of the ways are logical. Kabachaymer, Binyanav, Tarashava, all that's logical. Logic? You can slug it up with logic. There are certain things that are not logical. Zerah Shavah, handed down from Sinai. Can't do anything. Hekish is in the Pasuk. V'yatza v'haitza. V'yatza mi'beisa v'haitza l'shachar. The Torah put them together to tell me that they have a common halacha. And that's how I learned on Shtar. I kasha, ask all the kashas you want. Doesn't make a difference. The Pasuk put it together. Rashi. Look to Rashi Star Shane pointed by Ignatius and custom the Gisbert star Amos Pidgeon. Hegdish. He wrote a star to the Gisbert for the money of Hegdish and Ignatius Pudley to be the Badas and Arkest of a convoy. Track the Gemara. If that's the case, Ignishnami Yitzia Lavaya. My Vaya Bekesa for Yitzia Bekesa. A Hekish, I always teach a Hekish is a highway. When you open a highway, you can go from one to the other and go back from the other to the first. Hekish is a highway. You made a connection. Okay, so now I have a connection. Yatza v'haitza. I can do Kedushim with Kesef, so I should learn out that I can do Gerushim with Kesef.
We had that Pasuk, Save Pizzas.
I'm going to bring that. Thomas, you remember, Gavaldik, they were going. Ah, Gavaldik.
We had it 2 days ago.
No, we didn't.
What did we have
it? Month ago, 2 months ago.
Where
do we have it?
The question is, Sefer Kriis, Dara Kares, but that's what Sefer.
I'm glad you remember it. The Gemara brings it here. I'm amazed that you remember it. We had it in the end of Gittin, towards the end of Gittin. We didn't have it in Kedushin, which is 2 days ago. And for the Gemara, Vakishnami, Yitzir Lavaya. Mahavaya Bekesev, Af Yitzir Bekesev. Just like Kedushin's Bekesev, Gerishin should be Bekesev. Amr Abaya, Abaya answers it in Svara. Yaimru Kesev, Machnes, Kesev, Maitzi. You want Kesev to do both? Kateger, Chaneger, Yasa, Kateger? A defense attorney should become a prosecutor? Money brings together. And you want money to separate? Frank, the Gemara Yalki Star Nami. Same Kasha by Star. Yaimru Star, Maitzi, Star, Machnes? Kateger, Yasa, Chaneger? A prosecutor should become a defense attorney? Don't the Gemara know. Mili the high star luchod. Mili the high star luchod. Says different things. It's what it says on the star. One says prosecution, and one says defense attorney. Hachanami high kasper luchod, high kasper luchod. So the same is with money. This is a dollar bill, and this is a dollar bill. It has different treasury secretaries on it. I don't know. It's a different dollar. Dr. Gemara. I may just finish. Tiba miyachadu. Money is money. Money is money. Money works because of its value. Whether it's the same coin or a different coin, doesn't make a difference. Star is what it says. One says Gerushin and one says Kedushin. So it's a different star. Rava Amar, Amar Kro, because of law, Biksivim is Gareshis, Reinim is Gareshis, because of. Not from the word safer, from the because of law. Because of law is to tell me the only way to divorce a woman is by writing. Not by Kesef. And therefore, it's a miyut hakra. Enochi nami the hekish. So there's two truths. Abaya says the hekish can't work because it's impossible that money do both. And Rava says the hekish would work, but the pasuk is lemayed. Yes. Gemara and Daf, this would be a Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel. No, the Gemara did not say that Chalitza, but the Gemara said logically, I would have said it, so the Mishnah is Mamayad. Right. I'm sorry, I mean, you didn't have to remember from there, thank you very much. You're right. No, I say Katasi, I say Hashamdu every day, I cry to say Hashamdu every day. Maybe he will. That's good for you. You'll get it in your bank account. He can have direct deposit.
The problem is, the point of saying something else now. So, what's the hot in here? You don't hold that brush now? Is it Luna from Kesef that he should be able to.
Hey, why don't we learn from the word safer?
That's what
Safer Greases. So, I think we should wait 10 lines in the Gemara, and the Gemara deals with your issue.
Yes.
A little, in a different way, but I get to it. I'll let you say it to him later. Dr. Ashi. High star of Luchud, the high star of Luchud. But that cost of Lashon Knitza, but that before us Lashon Yitzia. The one it says a Lashon of Knitza, and the other one it says a Lashon of Yitzia. High kasper luchod, shenaisim befarish amenas mahu naisa. Rashi wants to learn what makes the money different is his words. It's not like the dollar bill has a different treasury secretary on it. It's that he's speaking different things when he hands the money. Kadu, ainu niska b'taychai. The money doesn't say it. Im lahaitzi, im lahachnes. In the get, it says it. In the money, it doesn't say it. That's what the Gemara is answering. The Havamina would be, his words when he gives the money make a difference. And the answer is, the money is not different.
The mechanics of a star is not a pigeon or a boy, it's simply a declaration similar to a get.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's a declaration in a star.
It's a kenyan. He's makna her. Yes, that's what the Mishnah said. Right, the Gemara answers, why don't we say Machna? The Gemara answers, because death, he's not being Machna. And Shemayim is the Machna law. Zog the Gemara weiter. Frank the Gemara. The Ema, B'ksivim is Gareshes, V'enim is Kadeshes, B'ksivim. How do you know if a custom law means to exclude Kesef by Gerishin? Maybe the custom law excludes Star by Kedushin. Let us say the custom law, B'ksivim is Gareshes, I'm sorry, B'ksivim, where is it? Yeah, V'enim is Kadeshes, B'ksivim. It's excluding something. How do you know to exclude Kesef by Gerishin? Maybe exclude Star by Kedushin. The Yotzavah is to compare them. The comparison can go one of both ways. Comes along the pasuk and moves one out. How do you know which one the pasuk moved out? And for the Gemara, Mr. Yotzavah is, we have a Hekesh, Makesh.
I thought in Mishimil Hekesh.
Not when the pasuk is Mamayit. You can't ask a question on the Hekesh, but the Torah can say it's not a complete Hekesh. You can't have a Hekesh Lemechza, but the Torah can make a Hekesh Lemechza. You can't come along and say Hekesh is for this and not for that. But if the Torah writes it's not for that, it's not for that.
This one's better than the other.
Meaning, how do I know what to be Mamayat?
Right.
It's like the Gemara Ma'aroes. How'd you know? You're right. The Torah is Mamayat, one of the two. But how do you know which one? So the Gemara, Koi Begerishin, Mamayat Gerishin. Koi Begerishin, Mamayat Kedushin. Makes sense that when the Torah is talking about Kassalot by Gerishin, we're being Mamayat something in the Gerishin family. Not Mamayat something in the Kedushin family.
Mamayat Chalitza.
Again, leave Chalitza alone. Why? We'll get to Chalitza back to Gimel
Amal.
Well,
Gimel Beis we did.
Again, okay. Let me do Rashi and I'll come back to you. You have to wait till he comes back so you can say it again. Why are you saying it now? You want to wait till he comes back.
Well, we don't need to skip. We don't get a nickel for these guys anymore. I'm serious.
Rashi.
He
goes
this year
for
20
years. Okay. 25 years, he said. I don't need him. Before I needed him, now I have nothing. Rashi. Rashi. Chadu, Koi bit me up. Okay, let me get to you. Your question was what? Say your question now with Khalid. I don't know what's bothering you.
Me? Me, it will be for Khalid, but not for Kesef. That's why you I don't. It's a question. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry.
The Gemara asked this on Dr. Dalar Malal, so I think we'll wait.
Okay.
So let's get my back. Well, the Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, the apically lie called the Drash Achrina. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili uses the plastic of the custom law for something else. He uses it in the second parak of Gittin, that you can't write a get on certain things. So he uses it for something else. So the custom law is not extra. So Chayinim is Gareshes Bekesim in Olay. How does he know? Macross Sefer Krisus, Sefer Karsa, Vein Davar Acher Karsa. So not the custom law. We're changing, right? Rabbi Yitzchak literally can't learn enough of the custom law because he uses the custom law for something else. So what did he learn? Sefer Krisus. Only a Sefer can do Krisus, not anything else. Which, by the way, that excludes both Chalitza and Kesef. Sefer, not anything else. Frech the Gemara. By the way, that's the answer to the custom law too. Only Ksiva, not anything else. Frech the Gemara, Rabbanon High Krisus, my Abdilai. Rabbanon will learn it from the custom law. What are they going to do with Krisus? Sefer Krisus. Meaning you have two drashas according to them. Custom law and Sefer Krisus. Both doing the same thing. So the Gemara, Miboyle, Ledover, Akaris, Beino, Lebeino. They learned that Sefer Krisus doesn't tell me that it has to be a complete cut. There can't be anything that connects her to him for the rest of her life. To the Tanya, Because the Torah said, same for Krisus. The Torah wants a complete cut. It cannot be she's bound to him in any way. Please let me just finish. Kol Shloshim Yom, Harizek Krisus. So the Rabbanan use Sefer Krisus as something else. The custom law excludes Kesef, and Sefer Krisus tells me how the Sefer has to be. No bond. Fracting him by Rabbi Yisiak Lili. How does he know that? Mikoris Krisus. He could have said Sefer Koris. It says Sefer Krisus. Kanavkule. Rabbanan, Koris Krisus Lemashmalu. And the Rabbanan say, you don't dash in Koris Krisus. They don't dash in that extra bum stuff. And therefore they learn out. So now everything is wonderful. The Torah wrote V'yatza V'haisa. That compares Gerushin and Kedushin. That tells me that Kedushin can be B'shtar. Let it tell me that Gerushin can be B'kesef. No, it's because of law. Only writing. No Gerushin B'kesef. Dr. Gmar Rabbi Yitzhak Lili uses the custom law for something else. He learns it from Sefer Krisus. So Rabbanu, why do you need the custom law? You have Sefer Krisus. Sefer Krisus for something else. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, don't you need it for that something else? No, I don't. Because it says Krisus. I learned two things out. And Rabbanu don't learn two things out. Yes, what's your question? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Rabbi Akira, the Beit Yaglili, the Mapuli Live, the Kosel, Drush Akrina, the Perig Beis, the Gitten. The Rabbi Akira, she has Sefer Mavdilon. The Sefer should separate them completely. But Lord Shehe by Tanai Lahoydan. There shouldn't be a Tanai, a lifetime Tanai, which bonds them together. Ainza Krisis, she call you Mary Nagetas by. She's always bound to him. The Kaim Tanoi, Zeb, Machmasai. She ties Zeb, Machmasai. Harizek Krisus, I feel me add that the Kaim Tanoi of the Telech, the Tanai will go away. She Evshe Dvarim Halolo Lovely De Abdallah. See, Rashi's trying to point out, why isn't a temporary Tanai not Krisus? He's not cutting her off. There's a Tanai. The answer is, because it's headed to Abdallah. That's good enough. The Sefer has to be able to, at one point, make a complete cut. Now, without this Gemara, I would have said it has to cut her now. But the Gemara says not like me, so that's what the Gemara says. Mikaris Krisus, the Abamut is the mix of Sefer Karis, the Mashma Sefer Karsum. The Hak Drash Akriti Misur the Lishnah. So at the end of the day, we have a source for Kesef, we have a source for Shtar, and we have a source for Bia. Kesef, one of two things, two sources. Yatzachinam and Kesef and Kesef Ladin Zevi Eshkesef Ladin Achar and Kiyikach. And the Gemara said why we need both. But Bia Ubala. Shtar, V'yatzav Ha'isa. That's the source of Shtar. V'yatzav Ha'isa. The Torah said, what works for Gerushin works for Kedushin.
And Kesef that we don't, that you can't be in regards with Kesef.
Is because it says a Kesef law or Sefer Krisus, depending which mandiyama you hold like.
But boils down to a Sefer. I mean, the Kesef, it means that you need a Shtar. That's what the...
Both Miyutim are saying the same thing. Which excludes Chalitza also. Yes.
Because of law, Sefer Krisus, you could have said because of law, Krisus, right?
So we learn how things are safer in the Mesechta's Gittin. We're not here, I'll be honest with you. You're 100% right. Yeah. We should learn Chumash now and go through the whole Pasuk and every word what it teaches me. But that's how the Gemara is doing now.
Okay, so Rashi doesn't. No? But you go read Rashi on the Pasuk, he gives you almost every...
Yeah, but now he's talking about here now.
So
what? Okay, so we finished the sources, and we figured out you can't learn out Kesef from Shtar, you can't learn out Kesef from Bia, you can't learn out Shtar from... No one teaches us the other one. Because we find that the Torah wrote different kinyanim in different places. Therefore, you cannot derive one from the other. You need psukim for everything. We tried to learn out Kesef from Amavriya, didn't work. Right? That was the sort, didn't work. We tried to learn out Bia from Yavama, didn't work. We tried to learn out Shtar from Gerushin, didn't work with a Svara. We needed psukim. Nothing worked logically. Logically, they're all different. We see the power of Kesef, we see the power of Shtar, we see the power of Via, and we don't know when to apply what. So we need Psukim to tell me what to apply.
I'm a Ria, if she wants to leave before the 6 years, can she with some...
She pays.
That's where money works. Can she do a Shtar there?
No.
Is there a Pusuk because of that?
Because we can't the Mignatzai.
He could acquire her with a star, and now why can't she go out?
Because she has to pay her way out.
There's a custom?
I think so, yeah. Again, it makes sense. It makes sense, by the way. The only time star works that we've figured out is when the guy who owns it gives it up. Star doesn't work for you to get something. What?
Star works for
you. Zeres. You wanted to make logic. What we've proven in this oven and a half is take logic and put it to the side and learn psukim, because logic won't work. Because logic won't work. But the Gemara is not ready to throw in the towel. The Gemara is going to try to make logic work. Not from one, but the Torah should write two, and let's make a tzad hashava. The Gemara tries that. Sometimes the Gemara tries to compare A to B. And sometimes the Gemara says, okay, A is not similar to B, but A and B, let's learn out C. Common denominator. Sakti Gemara chada mechada le'asya. I will agree to you that one can't learn out from one. But teitzi chadim itarti. Leave one out and learn them out from two. Frektigamar hai teitzi. Which one are you going to leave out? Now here comes a whole new getter. Whenever you have a tzad hashava, you only need a small question to slug it up. Tzad hashava is a very fragile limud. It looks for a common denominator, and if I find any variance, no tzad hashava. Much easier to slug up a tzad hashava than a one-to-one. So the Gemara wants to say, which one are you going to leave out? Like, look at Rachman Ishtar with Teitzi Ma'anach. You want to learn that Ishtar from Kesef and Bia. You're going to learn that Ishtar from Kesef, you'll answer me, can't do that, because Kesef is more powerful. But Bia works. Bia doesn't work by Meister and by Hegdish. You want to learn that Ishtar from Bia, I'll say, no, Bia works by Yavama. But Kesef doesn't work by Yavama. Take the two together, and you see that Shtar works. The answer is, Malahanuk Shekinah Nassim Ruba. Kesef and Bia are enjoyable. Shtar is not enjoyable. Loi Lichter Rachmanin Bia Vatesi Mahanuk. So write Kesef and Shtar. And lay a tzadah. Yeah, people like money. I know, I heard a few minutes ago, you guys said you send you money. I heard a few minutes ago, you know, in Kedushin, in Masechtas Kedushin, I heard this about money.
Kesef, he's giving money.
She makes money.
She's doing all money she wants.
Again, Kedushin works when you give her pleasure.
If it doesn't give me pleasure, I'd rather keep the money.
Again, if the Torah would write Kesef and Bia, I would say, Kedushin requires the woman to receive pleasure.
And the Bia also is going on her also?
Well, she enjoys it.
So, that's why...
L'nichze rachmana b'Bia, b'teisi ma'anach. The Torah shouldn't write it by Bia and learn it out from Kesef and Shtar. Malahana Shkinkiyana Maruba. Kesef and Shtar work for a lot of things. You can buy land with Kesef and Shtar. There's so many things you can do with money and Shtar. Bia is a very limited Kenyan. You can't learn it out from Kesef and Shtar.
Because
the
recipient of money
enriches
one's
assets.
There you go.
That's Hanoh. Thank you. Why do you have pleasure when you get money? Because it enriches your assets.
Yeah, and the act of conversation by
Again, I don't know why exactly you're quoting him, but it makes you happy to quote him. Star can work against the person's will by gerushin, and bia can work against the person's will by yibum. Kesef never works against the person's will. So therefore, kesef lacks something that the other two have. Kesef can work to buy an amavriya, and she doesn't have to agree. But we don't find by marriage that kesef works. This is a very shver gemara. We'll see it with thing, but let's do Rashi first. Look, Rashi. Hoki kashle haitanet lel. The parak bekulu, he asked for everybody, but they didn't. He tried to learn it out logically. And he answered that you can't learn it logically. The Atsuki Club. Our question is, why do you need a pasuk? Bekulu, by all of them, the he the chada mechada le'asim. You can't learn one from one, but teisi chada mitarti, but mad matino, which is a tzara shava. The tzara shava, sheben kainim v'alma v'kainim kan. Common denominators, they work elsewhere, they work here. Avani avis ashli shishar kulum kainim b'makam achar. Kesev ishtar kainim b'mavriya kainim kaman, and be a kainim b'yavama. Kesev and Bia are not the meruba. Kesev and Bia are enjoyable. Avshtar Erison ain't by lo shum hanra. There's no physical pleasure. I don't know if money is called physical pleasure. There's no pleasure in Shtar. There's a pleasure in money. There's a pleasure in Bia. Shari ain't custom by Abakadashasli. All it says is Abakadashasli. Kinyana meruba, shikainim karkas, babadim. Balkarka, Bia kaina Bia vama. Balkarka the napkalam biyavamas, mi biyibma, the word biyibma, the kenshtar might just issue balkarka mi baila, person can divorce his wife, balkarka. Bama vriya balkarka, shavia maichra shalai midaita. The Gemara's answer is, you don't find it biyishas. Fractisus, the father can marry her off balkarka. If you view ama vriya balkarka because the father can marry her without her agreeing, he can marry her off without her agreeing too. What does that mean by Amavriya, Kesef is Balkarka? What's the Balkarka by Kesef? That the father can sell her without her agreement? He can marry her off without her agreement. And also.
Okay.
When can he sell her?
Right.
She's a Tana. And the Gemara asked Akasha, Kesef nami Balkarka by Amavriya. What's the Balkarka by Amavriya? Again, who is it against whose will? When the Gemara wants to say Kesef can work against one's will, against whose will? Against whose? Can he marry her off against her will? Can a father marry his daughter off against her will? I'm not interested in a begaris. I want to know, can a father marry his daughter off against her will? That's a tana. Can he marry her off against her will? You're not answering my question. It's a yes or no.
It's a yes or no question. Can he, can he not? Can he or can he not?
Let me explain. The Gemara says that Amavriya is Balkarka. It's a Ktana. That's when you sell an Amavriya, when she's a Ktana. You can't sell an Amavriya after she's a Ktana. Priyimkris says Bitul Amma is when she's a Ktana.
Okay,
and the Torah calls it Balkarka.
Yes.
So the Gemara answered by Ishus, you don't find it. Yes, you do. We'll talk about it on Monday morning. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbat.